Good morning. We are studying Masechta Shabbos. We are in the 11th parak, the 6th Mishnah, and then we will also start the first Mishnah of the 12th parak. Azorik v'niska lacha shiyat samiyado. Right? What happens if a person threw something on Shabbos with a bishogig, with an unintentional event? He forgot the date was Shabbos, and then he remembers that it's Shabbos as soon as it leaves his hand. Right, so now it has. You've had an akira bishogig, you've had an akira unintentionally, but a hanacha, a placement that was done with an understanding that it was Shabbos. So if that's the case, kalata acher kalata kelev, osha nisrfa pater, or you have another situation where it never lands on its own. Somebody catches it, or a dog catches it, or it burns up. So you have an akira, but you never have anacha. So in all these cases, you'd be pater from a karban because you don't have a complete action that's been completed. Zarak lasos chavura. What happens if a person throws something in order to do damage ba'adam in a person? Ubein bebehema, or he wants to go ahead and throw something at an animal. Benizkar, and then he remembers that, wait, I can't do that, it's Shabbos. Anshelo nasis chavura, before the rock hits the person and causes him to bleed, right? So in such a situation, Potter, the person would be exempt. Why? Because we have a principle, tchilaso shogig v'sof omezid, right? If it's in such a situation, the person can't be chayef. Zaklav, this is the overarching principle of these situations. Kochay v'chatos einam chayavim achetei tchilaso v'sof omshgaga. The general principle over here is that when it comes to being chayav chatas, a person can't be chayav unless the entire action is done unintentionally. And aval tchilasan shgaga v'sofan zadon, no tchilasan zadon v'sofan shgaga p'turin. Right? If a person does any part of the process b'zadon, whether only the beginning was done b'shogeg and the end was done b'mezid, or the beginning was done b'mezid and the end was done with shogeg, a person would be exempt from a karma chatas, achetei tchilasam b'sofam shkaga, when the principle has to be that the entire action, the beginning and the end, has to be done b'shogeg. Short of that, there would not be a chiyav. The Mishnah continues, habona kama yivna b'yechayav. As far as the malacha bona is concerned, we say at the beginning of the 12th parak, how much does a person have to build in order to be chayav chatas, or to be chayav misa, depending on whether the action was b'shogig or b'mezid, says the Mishnah, bona kolshu, but it doesn't matter what happens. If you do the smallest action, whether you close a small hole that exists in the wall of the house, or, says the Mishnah, Vamisates, if somebody chisels a stone in the smallest amount, or Vahamaka Vipatish, you strike it with a hammer, Ubamitzad, or with an odds, or Vakodeach, or if you drill Kolshu in the smallest amounts, you would be Chayav. Zaklal, says the Mishnah, here is the general principle, Kolosu Malacha, if you do the action, right? Umalachto miskayemis b'Shabbos. In other words, if you do a malacha on Shabbos and you don't add to it, right, and it stays the entire Shabbos, even afterwards, even though after Shabbos you're going to add to it, says the Gaon, right? So in such a situation, chayiv, you would be chayiv for building on Shabbos, right? Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Afamaka Bekurnis, even if you pick up a very major sized hammer, a very heavy hammer, and you bang it, Al Asadan, and you bang it on the anvil, right? So, Bishas Malacha Chayev, right? While you're working on Shabbos, you would be Chayev, Mneishu Kimisaki Malacha, that's like you're preparing the work. In other words, even though you're not exactly doing anything to the actual metalwork, you're only working on the anvil. Banging the anvil is a pretext for the process of doing work, and in such a situation, a person would be chayev, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. We don't pasken in that way, lahalacha. We will continue with some of the discussions of the minimal amounts in order to be chayev in Melachah Shabbos when we meet again tomorrow morning.